Backpacker magazine rates the hike to Yosemite's Half Dome as one of the most treacherous in the United States. Dangers along the trail include, apparently, fatigue, dehydration, scorpion stings, rattlesnake bites, mountain lions, bears, hantavirus, plunging to one's death from a great height, be it over waterfall or cliff, forest fires, and, believe it or not, the plague. No locusts, though. As a man more accustomed to the excitement of reading a good history book in bed, I was surprised to find myself, an hour before sunrise, facing the infamous cables that enable the final assault to the Half Dome summit. For those of you yet to do Half Dome, after hiking most of the night, one is greeted by what appears to be an impossibly smooth, impossibly vertical sheer face of granite scaled by a rickety ladder of cable and wood that promises a 2,000-foot sled ride to death should one misstep just once on any of the wobbly rungs. "No way," I said. "Not a chance." Every nerve in my body told me to turn around and head back down the valley. Unfortunately, I was with 10 of my closest friends. "It's easy," they said. 4-year-olds do it," they said. 80-year-olds do it. Everyone does it." And so I climbed Half Dome, not because I faced down the advertised furies, but because I was more concerned with peer pressure and what my friends would think. We were nearly the first to summit that day, beaten by a couple who had camped the night on the peak. The sun rose above the mountains, lighting up Yosemite Valley below, and pretty soon the 4-year-olds, the 80-year-olds, and the families of 5 started to join us. Now that I'm home, far from that monstrous granite outcropping, I laugh in the face of Half Dome, supposedly the most dangerous hike in America. Pah! Just don't confront me with my deepest fear, the opprobrium of my peers. With a perspective, I'm Luke Pease.